Hello, everyone, and welcome to Screenfish's very first episode of Teenfish. This is the podcast led by a teen that's about teen things. My name is Daniel, and I'm going to be your host. On Teenfish, we will be focusing on Netflix original TV shows and movies, but we will occasionally have some mainstream, or should I say main screen movies. Today, we will be talking about Netflix's own Insatiable. Without further ado, let's get this fish started.
Teenfish. Welcome back, fishes.
So today, on our very first episode of Teen Fish, I'm going to be joined by Gabby.
Hi.
Before we get started, I'd just like to throw out a spoiler alert, as we will be talking about the first season of Insatiable. So if you haven't seen it and don't want to get spoiled, just plug your ears. So Insatiable, a weird show.
Yes.
It kind of is about this girl who is overweight in high school, and she gets bullied for that. And on a crazy night, she gets punched by a homeless man and ends up in hospital. They have to wire her jaw shut because it got, like,
broken.
And it got, like, yeah, destroyed. And because of this, she was on, like, a full liquid diet, and she lost a bunch of weight over the 3 months that she was in hospital, and she is now a skinny legend. So that's kind of how the first episode starts. We also learn about a guy, Bob Armstrong, who is a beauty pageant coach who gets accused of
touching girls.
Yeah. When he did not do this. That's kind of ruined his career.
As a pageant coach, but on the side, he's a lawyer, and that's how him and Patty met.
Yes. So Patty was she pressing charges?
They were pressing charges. I don't know, because she punched first.
Yeah, I think it was the homeless guy
that
was pressing charges.
Someone was pressing charges, and she needed a lawyer, so Bob was her lawyer. And then at the end of it, he asked her if he could be her pageant coach, because she's beautiful. And he was the first person to make her feel beautiful.
Yeah.
Which turned into some weirdness.
Yes. So the homeless man who broke Patty's jaw ended up pressing charges because she was the one who technically hit first. Now, on the side of being a beauty pageant coach, Bob was also a lawyer, and he was Patty's lawyer. This is how they met and how Bob started getting, like, interest into Patty and wanted her to be one of his
pageant
queens, one of his girls. It's a big roller coaster of a show. We have
it is. There's lots of, like, plot twists and stuff.
Yes, it is a
random
crazy,
ones, like,
very controversial show. Not as controversial as 13 Reasons Why, but it has a lot. Okay, so to start us off, out of, like, you know, everything that you've seen in the show, what do you think is your favorite part?
I'm gonna let you answer that first.
Okay. let's see. I think my favorite part, or I guess parts, would be anytime Patty and Coralie, who is Bob Armstrong's wife, anytime they were, like, kind of getting along and they were together.
Yes!
Yeah, I think definitely this show really talked about and showed how people that aren't your family can be like family to you. I think nowadays a lot of people call their friends family more than they do their actual family. Which I think in some cases that's really good, but in other cases, like, it's bad.
Yeah, well, okay, yes, I like that part too. There was, like, a part that I remember, like, crying at because, like, I could relate to it, and, like, I loved how their relationship worked. And I felt like she, like, once she, like, got over her whole, like, creepy face of Bob, and when she started, like, talking to Coralie, I was like, yes, like, Bob should be a father figure to her because she doesn't have that. Right? And Bob was, like, someone that was, like, actually trying to help her, not in, like, a weird way, like, she perceived it, but, like, she also didn't have a great mom either, and, like, Coralie could have been that for her, and, like, they could have helped her a lot, but she was creepy with it.
Yeah, I think Patty's, like, real family situation isn't the best,
mm-hmm.
And I definitely think if they would have continued the more family part through Bob and Coralie, it would have worked out really well, and it would have been really good for her.
And also, like, I feel like, especially with Coralie, they were both filling a void for each other, because Coralie, like, I was thinking just now, like, oh, like, she only had a son, but that's not true. She had a daughter, but she was not girly at all. Like, she, like, Coralie wanted someone who was, like, a pageant girl, but, like, she didn't have one herself, you know what I mean? And because of the way Coralie was grown up and stuff like that, like, I felt like it would have been nice if she was able to, like, help her more.
Yeah, we learned, you know, through the series that Coralie has a sister, and she actually grew up in, like, a trailer park, so it's, you know, not the kind of, like, fancy sort of living. She wanted that, like, you know, kind of high-end life, but that's not how she grew up, and that's not really what she knew until she met Bob.
Yeah, and then it got to a point where, like, she was ashamed of her own family because she was so worried about what people would think of her.
Yeah.
And I feel like there was a part where she did, like, kind of get over that, and she was like, I don't care what people think.
Yeah.
Because she was also ashamed of Patty at a point. You remember when something happened and she asked if Coralie could, like, go out with her? To, like,
the wiener...
Wiener taco.
Yes,
to the wiener taco. And Coralie said no because all her friends were there. And she was literally... Like, she said something really mean, and I remember feeling hurt about it, too. And I was like...
Yeah. I think it definitely in that part, if Coralie's friends weren't there, she definitely would have gone with Patty.
Yeah.
Because at that point, like, they had, like, a really good relationship. And I think, like, Patty was seeing her as kind of, like, a mother figure, if not, like, a role model figure.
Yeah.
And, you know, she really got, like, let down when Coralie was more focused on, like, impressing her friends than keeping up that relationship.
Yeah, I realize how, like, random the show could seem and how, like, confusing at first, because I remember watching it being like, what am I watching right now? But, like, if you really think about it, there was a lot of, like, hidden messages that were, like, important, like that family figure thing that we were just talking about, or, like, I don't know, there's a lot of stuff throughout the season that, like, had some lessons in there, even though it came off in a weird sort of way.
Yeah, I think this show so far has, like, touched upon a bunch of different, like, kind of social issues and other issues that are present right now, like, especially, like, with youth.
Yeah, but it gave it a funny spin on it.
It did.
Yeah, it made it entertaining and stuff like that, and relatable in sort of sense.
Yeah, I do think that sometimes they were trying to throw a lot at once, which is where it got really confusing.
Mm-hmm.
But in the end, like, I can look back and, you know, think about different issues, like, you know, the whole family issue, like, not having the best relationship with your parents, self-image, sexuality. Like, there was a bunch of different issues that were talked about that they could have expressed in different ways and maybe not jumbled a bunch together, but they were able to talk about a bunch and kind of, you know...
Yeah.
Yeah.
It talked about certain things in a weird sense. Like, it says that, like, every time that Patty was ready to do the right thing, she decided to do something selfish instead. And I feel like that's very common in teenagers.
Yes.
Like, you know the difference between right and wrong, but you still choose to do wrong because, like, it benefits you. It's fun for you, right? And it talks about how, like, at one point she thought she was possessed because of, like, her evil thoughts or whatever. But that's really just human nature. Like, you have to learn that there is a difference between, like, there is a difference between right and wrong, and you have the ability and power to, like, change your selfish ways and stuff like that, and do better and stuff like that. Even if it comes off in a weird way, like, in the show, like, if you really, like, think about it, like, that is a very important lesson, like, in teens and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, like, it also, like, brings up, like, impulsiveness. Like, for example, when she started dating Brick, which is something she always wanted to do, she dropped him really quickly for Christian.
Yes.
Until Christian was bad for her and she dropped him. And it's, like, impulsive moves that, like, she really hurt Brick, right? And there was a lot of things that he was going through as well that Patty could have helped him through, but she chose to be selfish and think about herself.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, she ended up doing really bad things because she would only follow, like, her bad instincts. And she, like, you could tell, like, she would say sometimes that she knew it was wrong, but she would do it anyways.
Yeah. I think definitely nowadays that's how I've seen, like, a lot of people my age and a little bit younger, a little bit older. It's, everybody just goes right off of impulse. Like, not a lot of people actually think things through.
Yes.
Which is something like, I personally don't get why you don't take a few seconds to think about what you're going to do or what you're going to say, mm-hmm. because, you know, not doing it can mean the complete opposite of whatever's going to happen. Like, it will, technically, because, like, you know, making choices, something that just got legalized here in Canada. Something that just got legalized here in Canada, like marijuana. A lot of posters and everything that I've been seeing is, like, driving high. Yeah. You make that choice to, I mean, first of all, to smoke weed. But you make the choice to also...
be responsible about
it. Yeah, and, and, you know, take your car keys and drive. That is your choice.
Just because it's legal doesn't mean it's a good thing. That's something one of my teachers told me, which is a good point.
Yes, like, you know, alcohol does a lot of crazy stuff to you, and it's legal. Doesn't mean that it's, you know, good to, you know, it's not good to be drinking a lot of alcohol. But, like, you know, with smoking marijuana, with drinking alcohol, if you take those keys, you go behind that car. You could be ending your own life, you could be ending a bunch of people's lives, and it's taking that second to think, like, oh, is this the best decision? You could be saving multiple people's lives.
Yeah.
You could be saving your family a bunch of money because people can press charges. Like, you can be doing so much less damage with taking a second and thinking. And I think that's something that a lot of people need to do.
Mm-hmm.
And throughout this show, we see, and not even just through Patty, like, a lot of people have, like, very impulsive decisions.
Something I want to talk about, Bob Armstrong. First of all, he, like, the show also touched upon suicide, because there was two parts in the show where he wanted to kill himself.
Yes.
And it was at a point before he met Patty. So when he met Patty and realized, like, oh, this pretty girl, like, she can get me to, like, the pageant, she can get me to where I want, like, I'm just going to put everything into her. And so when it started to go south for him again, he decided to go back to his old ways, like drinking and then trying to kill himself.
Mm-hmm.
But then in that moment, like every single time he goes to do that, Patty calls him. And so he goes along with the bad stuff that she does. Like at the end, she helped, like Bob helped her cover up a murder.
Yes.
So, like, even if Bob, as an adult, even if he didn't act on his impulses, even if he, like, tried to help her, like, he really, really could have changed her life. Like, he could have helped her in a positive way instead of the negative way that, and like, that ended the season.
Yeah, and it also just shows that, you know, adults have, you know, impulsive problems. Like, it's not just something that teens go through. It's not just something that kids go through. Adults make mistakes, too.
Yeah.
Adults, you know, if anything, should be held more accountable because they are older. They know more of what, you know, making certain choices can lead to.
Something else about Bob and Stella, like, Stella Rose is something that I want to touch upon. Something that happens just as teenagers, like, it showed in this show that it like we said, like, a lot of things that we might be going through now, like, it can still be happening for adults. Like, it can happen to anyone, honestly. It showed a lot of the competition that they had between each other and the fact that they would do anything to bring each other down. Mm-hmm. Instead of, like, helping each other. Like, they started off as friends, and it ended up bad. So Stella Rose has gone out of her way to make things bad, including kidnapping Patty at one point.
Yes.
And she would also... She blackmailed people and lied to Bob about, like, Roxy just to try to get something on him and to try to get him to, like, lose because she wanted him to lose so badly. Like, there's so many people in life that want to see you lose. And, like, that could stop a lot of people from, like, doing good and, like, actually, like, focusing on their goals and stuff like that because they could just be worried about what other people think. And that's, like, a strong thing in the show that a lot of people just care what other characters think about them. Mm-hmm. And so they don't... Like we said, they, like, act on their impulses instead of doing the right thing.
Yeah, I think nowadays in kind of, like, this culture, people are more prone to try to tear you down than build themselves up.
Yeah.
Like, they don't take the time to work on themselves and to better themselves. They take the easy way, which is to, like, you know, bully people and to make them feel bad about themselves and say bad things about them because they're not able to make themselves seem better.
My dad calls it crabs in a bucket, which is really
delicious.
Which is really weird, but it makes sense. Like, if you ever see crabs and, like, the way they interact, whenever one of them, like, starts getting close to the top of the bucket, the other ones pull them down. Like, instead of all of the crabs trying to get their way to the top of the blanket. They just decide to pull each other down. And that's something that happens all the time. Instead of people focusing on their goals and, like, worrying about themselves, they just want to pull you down. And, like, that's a really good point.
Yeah. If people took the time to get themselves to the number one spot, they would get there. But people are too focused on getting the person that's already in number one to number two.
She's doing better than me, so I gotta drag her. Yeah. He's doing better than me, so I gotta drag him, right? Like,
It's, you know, people say that it's the easy way, but once you drag that person down, you never know how easy it's gonna be for you to get to number one.
It talks about sexuality a lot. Like, with the Bobs and with Nani.
Yeah, Nani and Dee.
Yeah. So this is something that also, like, a lot of teenagers could be going through, where they don't know how they feel and stuff like that. And so Nani, like, had feelings for Patty. Like, you can see in the first episode, like, it was very, very obvious.
Yes.
But she would try to hide it and stuff like that. But one thing that I was, like, the most proud of was by the end of the season, how she was more comfortable with, like, what she loved and stuff like that, and that she got a girlfriend and she was focusing on herself instead of Patty and putting everything into Patty, which this is, like, those are two things that are very, like, common in our age. Like, friendships, for example, like, it could be very, like, one-sided and always, like, putting someone else before you, which is something that happens quite often.
Yes. I know the type.
So
sips tea.
So, it's something that you can learn from this show, even if it seems bad. When Nani started, like, focusing on herself and her sexuality, her girlfriend was someone that was really, like, there for her, who was like, oh, Patty isn't everything, and, like, you can't just put all of your stuff aside for Patty, right? So that was something that was pretty good, because I feel like that's something that's important for people to learn.
Yeah, and, you know, talking about, like, relationships, this show has many different relationships. When we're talking, like, you know, talking about Nani, she was suppressing the feelings for her feelings for Patty because, you know, she didn't want people to know that she liked girls. She didn't want, like, you know, her best friend to know that she loved her. And I think, like, you know, it may be awkward to tell, like, your best friend that you like them, but if it's gonna make you obsessive, which I think, you know, the show kind of showed Nani get, like, really, like, obsessed with Patty.
Yeah.
Like, you know, that's, if anything, like, that becomes worse than if it you were to just out front. Yeah, like, you know, being up front and just saying, like, oh, like, you know, this may be weird, I like you, like, that's a whole lot easier than becoming obsessed and eventually having that conversation when the person that you like is feeling uncomfortable with you.
Yeah. But, like we were talking about, Nani was so, like, afraid to, like, let people know that she was gay. And I feel like there was times in the show where people would call her gay. And she would, like, deny it. She would deny it, like, heavily.
Her of loving Patty before
so, it. Yeah. And, like we said, this is also another common theme in the show where Bob Barnard also spent years hiding his feelings for the other Bob. And so that would create, like, tension to the point where Bob Armstrong thought Bob Barnard hated him for, like, all of those years. And it dragged Bob Armstrong down in a lot of ways because he was always so worried about, oh, look at Bob Barnard, he's doing way better than me. Like,
Jealousy.
Yeah. And then even with Coralie, like we were saying, she was so worried about how she would be seen and stuff like that. So
yeah, I mean, like, what's wrong with going to eat at the Wiener Taco?
I mean,
delicious. Yeah, it talks about so many things. If we were to talk about every single thing, this would be way too long. But those were just some of the few things that I think were important to talk about from this show. I do want to know, did you have any least favorite parts or any parts that you just hated?
I don't remember, like, every single detail from the show, because I watched it a while ago.
Yeah.
But I feel like the parts where it was very, like, what the heck did I just watch? And the parts where it's, like, violent, like, the murder, like, the way she murdered Christian and that type of stuff. Like,
crazy.
Yeah. There were parts where I was, like, pardon? And although I feel like that's, like,
for entertainment?
No. The murder. Like, I feel like that's a very symbolic thing. Like, she chose the wrong thing and how she, like, ended up in a bad place. I still didn't like it because, like, there were, like, those touchy moments and then it goes to just, like, murder.
Yeah.
And, like, really dark stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how the show ends, is with a murder. So, I've heard they're getting a season 2.
I would watch it.
Hopefully. Like,
it's definitely an entertaining show.
It definitely is.
It's one you really gotta think about, though. Like, the more you think about it, you see, like, the different things that, exactly. And, like, how it can relate to your own life.
Yes.
Like, which is something that's good for, like, target audiences.
Mm-hmm. My least favorite part in the show, there's two reasons why it's my least favorite part, and it would be when Patty outs Bob Armstrong and Bob Barnard for their being gay and their relationship. I hate that part because, one, like, she was angry, and instead of rationally thinking about what she could do, she ran up to a mic and outed them in front of a bunch of people, which, one, like, that's just not right. Like, that's not your place to tell people. And two, like, you know, just because you're angry doesn't mean you can just say whatever. Like, that goes back to what I said. Like, people don't think about what they're going to do or what they're going to say most of the time. And later in the show, she kind of almost just kind of gets away with it. Like, you know, Bob Armstrong is, like, I mean, he does try to end his life, but Patty calls him, and he just seems fine. Like, you know, it's
because it was finally out. Like, it was weighing on him.
Yeah, it was. And I think, you know,
it's, I did that pretty good for him.
Okay. But still, I feel like a lot of people just think that they can do and say whatever they want just because they're angry and get away with it.
So I feel like that moment, although you hated it, was a very, very, like, good example of how people can just act on anger.
Yeah.
And because she didn't think about what she said and how it could be portrayed. People don't think about what they said to her. Fatty Patty, drawing pigs on her locker, things like that. Like, that is not okay whatsoever. And the comments she would get all the time. Like, it's understandable to be angry when people have treated you like garbage for so long. But then that's also the dilemma. Like, that's also where you choose in life whether you can become a good person and learn from the stuff that people did to you and, like, say, like, that's something I would never want to do to someone else. Or you can go the other route, and which Patty did, where she only ever wanted revenge on everyone that hurt her. And that's all she wanted, and it got to the point where it was bad for her. She didn't like who she was.
Yeah. I think in this case, like, it's different. It's not, you know, Patty's not saying this because of, you know, being bullied about her weight and everything. In this case, like, she's angry at Bob because of the whole Roxy situation and her being his daughter and everything like that. And
see, yeah, although it was wrong, I see where she's coming from.
Oh, I mean, same. Like, you know, I have said some things when I'm angry that I didn't mean and I should not have.
A lot of people speak in anger.
Yeah, but I feel like there are some things where the time, you need to be held accountable for whatever you say. For whatever reason it is, you still thought about the words that you said, and you still said them. Like, that's my thing.
I understand the part where she should have been, like, accountable for it. I feel like she was, though, for a while, because they, like, Bob stopped talking to her completely. And I understand the pain that she was going through in that moment where you feel like, wow, there's finally someone who actually cares about me. And she says multiple times in the show, he saw the real me,
mm-hmm.
right? And when you get bullied a lot, you, like, when people compliment you, like, you really don't believe it. Like, that's something that I relate on. When people are, like, nice to you, you really don't believe it until someone you really find is genuine to you, someone who you feel like really, really cares about you and is there to help you. Like, when that person hurts you, it hurts more than anything.
Exactly.
And that's why I understand where she's coming from in that moment, because Bob was the first person that ever made her feel like a person.
Yeah. I can understand where she's coming from, but she still has to be held accountable for what she said. But it's, yeah, I think from that stance, it's really, like what you said, like, if people make fun of you and then you get compliments, it's hard to believe because you're expecting it to be, like a double-sided compliment where it's like, oh, like, you're nice, but da-da-da-da-da. Oh, like, you know, you're funny, but da-da-da-da-da. Where it's like, you know, you get a compliment, but it almost, like, it comes with an insult. Or it's fake, and it's, you know, it's hard to trust people when you've been hurt so much. And it, you know, it does hurt more when somebody who you have trusted hurts you.
Yeah, and when you spend all that time, like, feeling insecure about things, and it changes all of a sudden, like, it's crazy. Like, the way, you can tell the way she would walk down the hallway when she was Fatty Patty, and the way people would treat her, and the things they would say to her, and then when she was skinny all of a sudden, people treated her completely
different. They loved her. They were like, oh, like, she's now the pretty girl, she's the popular girl because she's skinny.
Deep down, she was still the same person.
Yeah, well, I mean, she talks about it. Like, she even says, like, you know, just because she's now physically skinny, she still feels fat. Like, in one of the episodes, Patty is holding a pet car wash. I can't remember exactly what it is, but there was, like, dogs there. It was a car wash so that she could raise money to, for her beauty pageants, because it, you know, she had to get money. She was wearing a bikini, as well as some of the other girls, well, all of the other girls who, you know, she had asked to come and help out. And she was wearing this bikini, and again, physically she looks skinny, but she feels fat, and
you know, it took her the whole episode to try to take off her.
Exactly. You get so used to seeing yourself, like, in a bigger body that when you get smaller, it's like, it's unbelievable. You're like,
I feel like, at the same time, that is a very relatable point. Like, I don't know how, like, guys' standpoint is on this, but for girls, definitely, especially in this time period of our lives, like, we definitely, like, feel bad about ourselves. Like, there's a lot of us that look in the mirror and be like, ah, my nose is too big, and I don't like the way my eyes look, and I'm too skinny, and I'm weird in weird places, and I'm lanky. Like, there's a lot of things that, like, we could look at ourselves and, like, see those things, even if people don't see it, like, we do. And when people tell you, like, oh, no, that's not true, like, you look good, stuff like that, like, it's hard to believe when that's when you look at yourself and that's what you see, right?
Yeah.
And there was a part where she also, like, looked at herself in the mirror, and she was looking at herself, and she still saw herself as fat, and all those things that people called her, like, she still saw it in herself, even though it wasn't true, and that's how, even though that's not what people were seeing in her, that's still how she saw herself. And that's something that is very, very difficult to get over, which is something that's also very important for this moment. Like, I don't even think it's just in teens. I feel like it's in everybody.
Oh, I mean, in kids, it's harder to see because I feel like all 6-year-olds look the same. Like, all 8-year-olds look the same. Once you start, developing your body, like, that's puberty. When it starts. Yeah, once puberty starts.
But then,
that's when it starts. And it goes up until you can be, like, 70 years old and still have body image issues.
Yeah, it's very possible. And I feel like it's because other people bring it out. Because in my life, that's what happened to me. Other people brought that out in myself. Because I never used to think of myself in a bad way. But I remember whenever people would say something, like, I wouldn't really notice it about myself. And then I would look in the mirror and be like, oh, like, wow, I know what they're talking about now. Like, I am ugly. I am this. Like, and then you just start thinking that about yourself. Like, you take a picture and you see it in yourself. Like, you, whatever you're doing, like, you see it in yourself just because other people have said that to you. And, like, there are times where you're like, oh, like, it doesn't matter what people think and stuff like that. But sometimes it does, like, eat at you, especially when it comes to, like, body image, which is a lot of things. Like, which is a lot of the time what people struggle about. And that also comes with the dragging each other down. Like, if you see someone, compliment them. Like, don't be like, oh, like, wow, she looks better than me. Like, she's ugly. Like, you can't put someone down because you feel a certain way about yourself. Like, the minute you start lifting other people up, like, you're going to be lifting yourself up. Like, it makes you feel better. And other people will
start lifting you up
as exactly. well. Exactly. It's, like, you got to be the change.
Yeah, you can't wait for other people to do it. Like, if you have that chance to compliment somebody on a picture they're drawing, compliment them. Don't, you know, find something wrong in the picture and point that out. when the whole picture altogether looks really nice.
Yeah.
That's, like, for myself, like, you know, if I look in a mirror, I'm pointing out, like, little things, and I'm like, oh, like, what's wrong with this, what's wrong with that? When the whole, like, you know, I know I'm a funny person. That's something I get complimented on a lot. But if I think about myself, I'm like, oh, well, you know, I'm overweight. That's what I think about. That's the first thing I think about if I'm going to judge myself.
It's you not automatically gonna be, go to the bad.
Yeah, you never, like, it's hard to think about the good stuff because it's just easier to think about the bad stuff.
And then the more you think about the bad stuff, it eats away at the good
exactly.
stuff.
Exactly. Yeah,
and
it does. Until
you don't see it anymore. And that's something that's happens a yeah. lot.
And because you're thinking about the bad stuff, you start thinking about more things about yourself that is bad.
Yeah.
And you start making up things about you that's like, oh, well, maybe my ears are just a little too long. Maybe, you know, my hair is a little too thin. Like, you know, it's, you start picking and choosing and creating bad things about yourself to trick yourself into hating yourself even more than you already do. And I think that specific episode really talks about that. And they introduce a character who doesn't, you know, not a main character. She is a transgender girl, woman.
Yeah.
I don't think she's an adult. No. I think she's a teenager.
Yeah.
But rude.
No, I was thinking, because didn't Brick bring her? Because he had to do community service.
Yeah, at the LGBT center.
Yeah. There is also a character, Dixie St. Clair, throughout the show who purposely would try to, like, bring Patty down. Like, she did things multiple times to bring her down. And one example was in that episode where she brought, like, some dog treat spray and sprayed it all over the girls that were working for Patty. So all the dogs attacked them. And so Brick brought people, including the transgender girl who helped Patty, like, start seeing herself in a different way.
Yes. They have, like, a conversation in the bathroom because, like, this girl expresses to Patty how, you know, she was
didn't she
born.
Compliment her?
Yes. Well, it was,
that's
yeah.
how it started.
Yeah. They she started talking about how, you know, she was born a male.
Yeah.
She was born a boy and, you know, that's not how she felt. And she had transitioned into a girl. And she still sometimes looks at herself and, like, you know, feels like a boy, but she's, like, you know, it's, she still looks at herself and sees a boy, and she starts hating herself and, you know, just, again, seeing what's wrong instead of embracing who she actually is. And, you know, her and Patty talk about that, and they end up complimenting. And I think, you know, that's
they,
a good starting to a friendship where
I
they
remembered
can
that now. They
build
were
each other up.
They were both scared to show
yeah, to show themselves.
Yeah.
To be out in the bikinis.
And then I feel like the girl complimented Patty, and then she complimented her back, and they started talking about all of this stuff. And then they both took off the robes and went outside together. And that was such a moment that I loved, too, because that was like, wow. And then I remember they, like, put it back on real quick.
Sure.
Like, I don't know. It was, like, supposed to be funny, but it was actually something that, like, was really good, a good
yeah.
message.
And, you know, now that I'm thinking about it more, Patty looked at this girl, I can't remember what her name is, and she seen a girl. She didn't know that this girl was transgender until she had told that to Patty. And I'm pretty sure even Patty says, like, oh, like, I didn't even know. But this girl, you know, is looking at a mirror and, you know, thinking to herself, like, oh, like, you know, that's not the body that I want. But that's the body that Patty's seen. Patty's seen what, you know, the girl wants to look like. But it's because you trick yourself into seeing the bad things about yourself that that's what you think is really there. So I really liked that episode. I think that's the episode that really touched upon body image and, you know, loving yourself, hating yourself the most out of all of them.
Something that I realized, like, in my own life that, like, is a good example of it in the show is when you're, like, with someone and they're looking at themselves in the mirror and you see them looking at themselves in a negative way, even though that's not what you see, that's something that really, really hurts. Like, for me to see someone look at themselves and say things that they hate about themselves, even though that's not what I see at all, like, that's something that really, really impacts someone's life. So just the fact that they could help each other like that when they were both looking at the mirror, both talking about things that they hated about each other, like about themselves, like that's something that's really impactful in this show.
Yes, it this show definitely, you know, brings people together and also tears people apart, frankly. It's a crazy show.
Yeah.
It messes with your brain. And again, like, yeah.
It's one of those shows where things have deeper meanings.
Yeah.
There's a lot of, like, weird stuff happening, but if you really, like, dig deeper on it and, like, look for things and, like, meanings behind certain things, like I said about the murder and how that was her way of, like, fully choosing something wrong, like, it just shows you, like,
yeah.
Things, like, you can really find things. And I feel like that can go for any show. Like, no matter how weird you think it is, if you look for deeper meanings, you can find connections to your life. And that's what makes a show better. And that's how I, like, that's why I kept watching the show. The first episode, I was like, this is weird. But I kept watching it because I really felt a connection with Patty. Like, you know, the stuff with Coralie, the body image stuff. Like, that's something that really happens. So, although it was seen as a controversial show, there was a lot of things that I feel like could help people if they just, like, focused on that deeper meaning.
Yeah, and the controversial part is actually what I want to talk about. Why do you think this show had so much controversy after it aired?
Because it touched on different subjects that people might be too uncomfortable to talk about, so they just claim it as controversial. I feel like that's why. Like, people just see it that way. Like, they're like, oh, that show's too controversial. Just like 13 Reasons Why. Like, there was a lot of different things in that show that might have been too much for people. But really, for people going through that type of stuff, it was something that could help. And, like, a lot of people saw that show in a negative way, but I feel like it helped. And, like, even with this show, like, it was more of, like, a comedy compared to Forever 21.
I love that show.
Damn it. Okay, wait. So Insatiable was seen as more of a comedy compared to 13 Reasons Why. And so I felt like people might have seen it as it, like, as the writers, like, putting a joke to certain things.
Yeah. I think,
like, sexuality and stuff like that, making it into a joke with, like, the bobs and stuff. That's not how it was supposed to be. Like, a lot of the times you just gotta look for the deeper meaning rather than just, like, automatically being like,
assume that it's, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think with, you know, a lot of people also talked about, like, the whole body image. Like, you know, you never got to see Patty as, like, quote-unquote fatty Patty for a long time. Like, it was a quick, like, you know, 10-minute thing. She gets punched, then she's skinny. A lot of people said that it was, you know, only paying attention to her being skinny and not being larger and anything and everything like that. But,
that's,
you know, as somebody who is larger, like, I never took offense to that. Like, I was never like, oh, like, you know, why aren't they paying attention to that part of her life? Like, I feel like it's all the people who, if they were in that show, they would be the ones bullying Patty. They're the ones that are watching and seeing themselves as those characters that start the controversies. Because they don't like that they themselves are being portrayed in this show. Everybody sees themselves as the good guy.
That's a good point, because...
Yes.
I feel like I feel like everyone could relate to that, though. Because even... regardless of whether you make a comment and you say something verbally, you're still thinking it.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of times where you see someone, you're like, oh my god, look at that. Like, you do it without even realizing. And that's something that's... common. Like, it happens every single day where someone thinks something, and people could tell certain things, like, whether you feel like you're good or whatever, you're still thinking that. Like, even if you didn't say it, like, just that thought, if you're thinking it, someone else is thinking it, 10 people are thinking it. Like, that's still what affects people's lives. Like, although we didn't visually see her as Fatty Patty, if you listen to things she talks, I'm pretty sure that she mentions it in every single episode. Like, I remember when she started feeling guilty about things, and she's like, was I a better person when I was fat? Like, that was something she would ask herself, because everyone saw her as this person when she was quote-unquote skinny, like, but she felt better when she was another way, but the world didn't see it like that.
Yeah, where when she felt more like a human when she was fat,
mm-hmm.
people looked at her as a pig, literally. Like, she walks by in the first episode and somebody says, like, oh, like,
who smelled bacon?
Yeah. Like, they look at her as a pig when she's fat, as a human when she's skinny, but she thinks of herself as a human when she's fat and, like, as a monster when she's skinny.
Yes, exactly. And she always asks herself, am I a good person? She always mentions that. And, like, that's something that I feel like more people need to focus on. That, like, rather than the exterior, think about the inside.
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't judge a book by its cover. That's something that people just, like, they say it, but they don't really know the meaning of it. Because, for example, today, when I was, like, on the bus, like, I always get dirty looks from people. Like, always, just because I'm a teenager. But they don't know who I am. They don't know what I do every day. Like, everyone is so quick to judge. Like, I don't do anything. Like, I literally give up my seat for, like, an old lady and she gives me a dirty look. Like, I don't understand why, just because I'm a teenager. Like, this is something that happens all the time. It could be happening because of race, because of gender, because of what you look like, what size you are, what shoes you wear. Like, it happens all the time. Rather than focusing on who a person is, you only worry about the outside.
Mm-hmm.
Like, someone could wear $1 million worth of clothes and always get their hair done, always look nice, but that doesn't make them a good person.
Exactly.
Like, I don't get that. I'd rather be around people that are good people, regardless of what they look like, regardless of what the world may see them as, than be with people that everyone sees as perfect, even though they're not. The inside isn't perfect. That's something people need to start thinking about.
Yeah,
more.
It's, you know, money is, for some reason, the number one these days. Everybody's just, you know, how can I be better but with money?
It isn't happiness.
It's not. You know, money may help you solve some problems, but it's not going to help with all of them.
Yeah.
It's not going to help with the most important problems, honestly. Unless you need to pay rent, then, like,
like, okay, this is really cheesy, but, like, Pretty Hurts by Beyonce. When she's like, it's the soul that needs the surgery.
We can't play that.
No.
Copyright.
No, I'm not trying to play it, but, like, she says lines where she's like, it's the soul that needs the surgery. And, like,
There's
so many different, like, lines in that song that, like, really, really, like, hit you. Because, like, there's parts where she was like, are you happy with yourself? Like, at the end of the day, are you happy? Like, you know what I mean?
Yes. I am happy.
Like, there's a part in the song where she, like, really hits you.
Like, honestly, like, to me, people are more attractive if they are intelligent, kind, and caring than if they wear nice clothes and if they have super shiny hair and if they're physically attractive. Or what would be considered physically attractive. That's me. A lot of people will only date somebody or, quote-unquote, say they love somebody based upon how they physically look. Which, that's something that is, like, ruining the world.
Okay, so, back to the song. There's actually, like, really, really good points in it. Like, literally, like, within the first verse, like, it literally says, Mama said what's in your head, it doesn't matter. Like, and she talks about, like, how, like, only the outside hurts, right? And then the chorus is, like, Pretty hurts, shine the light on whatever's worse. Perfection is the disease of a nation. Trying to fix something, but you can't fix what you can't see. It's the soul that needs a surgery. And then when it changes at the end, it's like, ain't no doctor or therapeutic can take the pain away. The pain's inside, and nobody frees you from your body. Like, what?
That didn't even rhyme.
It does. Nobody frees you from nobody. It's the way she says it. It's the soul that needs a surgery. Plastic smiles and denial can only take you so far.
So, yeah, definitely, like, you know, it's really is what is on the inside that matters.
Yeah.
Like, you know, your heart, your stomach, your liver, those are the important things. No, like, how you treat
your
people.
Your brain.
Yes, definitely. How you treat people is always more important than how you look. You know, it's really not that hard, everyone. So, I do have one last question before we end off. Mm-hmm. And for anybody that is listening who hasn't seen it, would you recommend this show?
I feel like it depends on, like, the type of person you are, to be honest. Because there's a lot of people that would look at the show and be like, this is way too messed up for me. Like, you know, but they don't, like, look at the personal things. Because, mm-hmm. in my opinion, like, there's a lot of things you can relate on. If you just, like, take the time to, like, actually be like, she's not just murdering something. Like, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So, if it's somebody who will take the time to kind of look at the deeper meanings, you would recommend?
Yeah. But and it's not even like it takes time. Like, honestly, when you're watching it, just, like, don't, like, focus on, like, the weird
parts. Yeah, and I mean, if you just want to watch a comedy, like, you know, if you're just in it to laugh, yeah. It's a good show.
And it definitely gets you hooked. Like, the first episode, yeah, yeah. I was like, no. But then all of a sudden, like, something happened, I'm pretty sure, like, the last episode, and I was like, okay, wait, what? And then I watched the whole season within, like, a day. Because it was, like, that addictive. Because, like, there's so many, like, weird twists and turns, and it's definitely funny. Like, it's weird. It's weird type of humor.
Yeah.
But a lot of the stuff that happens is for comic relief, which is something you can use in a show like this that's touching on such serious topics. They're trying to, like, make it a little less serious, so it's easier for people to talk about, like, compared to, like, I was about to say Forever 21 again. Compared to 13 Reasons Why, that was all serious, all drama. There was no comic relief. People saw it as, like, so much worse than it really was. Yeah. Because they were too scared to talk about the topics that were in the show.
I 100% agree with you. I mean, something that you've even said is when you're talking about something that has been a struggle, you like to, you know, joke about it. Because it's easier to talk about when the people that you're talking to can laugh and to not feel uncomfortable. Cause
I always do that. Like,
because, like, talking about, you know, heavier things such as body image, if it's 13 Reasons Why, suicide or sexuality, like, it can make some people uncomfortable if you're just going at it, like, fully serious. But adding in, like, you know, jokes at your own discretion, whatever you're comfortable with, mm-hmm. like, joking about, it just makes the whole conversation a lot easier. And I think Insatiable does that really well.
Yeah. That's just a coping mechanism for me. Like, there could be a lot of people that do the same thing. Like, I like to joke about my problems just as to make it a little bit more lightheaded and, like, less serious. And,
yeah
it definitely does do that well. That's why I enjoyed it so much, because I could relate to stuff.
Yeah, I think it makes your problems seem, like, less of a problem.
Yeah.
Like, you know, if you're looking at something and you're like, oh, like, you know, this is major, it's just going to seem like such a big wall. But if you're kind of joking about it, it's just going to seem like a little hurdle mm-hmm. to jump over rather than a whole wall to climb over.
And, yeah, a lot of the times it's not
Donald
even
Trump.
Oh, my God. We went there.
Yeah, I think, this show definitely tackles comic relief with kind of big issues really well. It doesn't make the issues seem like a joke, to me at least. Like, you know, I'm not watching it and I'm like, oh, like, LOL, like, you know, bullying is funny. Like, that, I don't see that with this show. Mm-hmm. But it adds in, like, you know, jokes and humor to make it lighthearted.
That's what I was trying to say.
And to make it not as serious. Because, mm-hmm. like, this show is about, like, teenagers. Like, it's in a high school and, you know, honestly, like, high school really isn't, like, a serious place. Like, yes, serious things do happen. Like, people get bullied. People, like, have body image issues. But, you know, I also joke about, you know, some issues that I deal with. Mm-hmm. Like, I call myself a skinny legend all the time. Like, I am, I know. But I'm not. But I joke about it because it's, you know, I'm not gonna, you know,
I call myself Fat Amy, so skinny. Just, like, you don't find my best.
Same. Me. Like, I don't know. It's hard to put into words, but the show just really...
I remembered what I was gonna say.
...tackles lightheartedness really well.
We talked about this stuff as being problems for people, right?
Yes.
It's not a problem. Like, what you look like on the outside isn't a problem. Like, it's something that you can definitely, like, everyone can work on themselves. Everyone can become, everyone can become, like, a better person, right?
Yeah.
That's just something, like, it's not a problem to be who you are and to look like what you look like, right? You can be who you are, like, with your sexuality, with your gender, with anything, right?
Mm-hmm. It only becomes a problem if you look at it as a
problem. As a problem, for yourself. Exactly.
Yeah. Like, there's, you know, speaking more on body image, there are so many people who are larger that are completely healthy.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of people that are skinny that are unhealthy,
mm-hmm.
yet skinny is always looked at as healthy and as the better thing to be.
Now, it's not exactly. Because we did of. We did make the difference between, like, oh, yay, plus-size models and stuff like that. But it's still, like, I'm all about that bass and stuff like that. Songs like that, it's still body-shaming, just in opposite. It's saying, like, oh, skinny people, like...
Yeah.
How many times do people tell me I'm too skinny?
All you skinny...
Uh-huh.
I'm trying to think of the line from the song.
Yeah, it... I'm, like...
Mama.
Me, don't worry about your size. And you said, boys like a little more booty to hold at night. Mm-hmm. No, I won't be no stick figure, silicone Barbie doll.
Stick figure, yeah. Like, it's...
Like...
Yeah.
Everyone comes in all different shapes and sizes. Just because you were saying, we didn't make a change. We didn't improve at all when we're just turning it around onto someone else. The tables
have turned, yeah.
Exactly. Like, it's just, it made it, like, worse for everyone. Yes, we did, like, change a lot of things, modeling and how people are seen and stuff like that. But being proud of who you are doesn't mean putting someone else down.
Exactly.
If you're thick, good for you. If you're skinny, good for you. Like,
I think as long as you're healthy.
Yeah, exactly. It doesn't become a problem unless you're unhealthy. Like, your size shouldn't matter, right?
Yeah.
But then again, like, don't turn it around onto someone else, because you're not making an improvement at the end of the day. Yeah. You're just turning it onto someone else.
You're becoming the person
that you don't like. Exactly. Like Insatiable, when she just wanted revenge on everyone else. And she turned into someone that she hated.
Yeah.
Wow, connections.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, it's definitely great that, you know, talking about modeling, that modeling agencies and... are incorporating people who are larger or curvier.
I don't like the whole model thing, like, at all.
What do you mean?
Like, the whole... Like,
being a model?
Yeah. Like, because you see, even in the show, in beauty pageants and stuff like that, how cutthroat people are against each other. They will do anything to get to the top, including starving themselves, including, like, doing things to harm themselves just because they want to be pretty on the outside. I feel like that's what modeling stands for.
Recognition.
Okay.
They will do anything to be mm-hmm. the star.
Mm-hmm.
They just want people to look at them and people to like them. And they think that by starving themselves, by...
harming themselves.
You know, going and getting liposuction.
Getting surgery.
Getting surgeries done is what's going to help them get recognized. Whereas nowadays, a lot of the times when people get those done, like, when people get that stuff done, they're looked down at even more than they were. Because it's like, well, why would you go get a surgery? Like, you looked good before your surgery. Why mm-hmm. did you starve yourself? Like, that's not helping you. Like,
people are always trying to change themselves.
Well, yeah, I mean, like, every day.
The Kardashians, for example, they just want to be thick.
Same.
Like, they're literally getting, like, butt injections, like, boob implants. Like, everyone's doing that type of stuff just to look like the newest thing. Like, just to be what everybody in the world, like, deems as pretty.
Yeah, and it's hard, like, because everybody sees beauty...
In a different way.
You can't, like, you know, say, oh, like, you know, every single person in this world likes somebody with double D-sized boobs. Because you're going to always have at least one person that's like, oh, well, I like somebody that maybe has smaller boobs. I like somebody who has boobs that are even bigger than that. You cannot ever please every single person in this world.
Mm-hmm. Everyone has different tastes, like...
Yeah, so it's like, stop trying. Beauty is on the inside.
Mm-hmm. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that was our very first episode of Teen Fish. I'd like to thank Gabby for being here and talking about Insatiable and taking the time to watch it. I had a lot of fun. It's really nice just being able to kind of have conversations with people about different shows and movies, and I can't wait to continue that. Just a heads up, our next podcast is going to be about Fantastic Beasts, The Crimes of Grindelwald. I'm super excited, so get your wands ready. So thank you guys so much for listening. See you next time.
Teen Fish. Welcome back, fishes.